Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hell, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and all our bulk mail haulers coming out of the bulk mail centers for the U.S. mail. And, of course, our gas suicide jockeys delivering gas and diesel to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. And joining us tonight on the weekend edition, right off the bat, just like he usually does, it's the one and only professor of politics out in California, Kyle Warren.
Right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yippee! Well, they're going to go in right now because we got a little bit of moisture in the air. And some of these guys forgot to bring their umbrellas and ponchos down here because we're getting our evening rain tonight. But it's been a beautiful day, and it's going to be another beautiful day, so you can't complain, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. So are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, I have a certain song that I play for a certain couple of ladies whenever I mention them, right?
That's right. Oh, yes.
So I'm giving you a little hint as to where I'm going here. But
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Oh, yeah. AOC, AOC. Elon Musk says, hey, AOC, quit hitting on me. Quit hitting on me.
Yeah. You can't make this up, Captain.
I'm not making it up. I'm telling you what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but isn't that something? And what's going on is I had a little Twitter contest going on yesterday, I guess, back and forth between the two of them. And she went after his ego, she said, his ego, in a fiery twit.
That's right. Well, and he tweeted back at her to say, and he said, stop hitting on me. I'm really shy. And he gave a little smiley face with rosy cheeks.
Well,
and I don't think she said much after that, though, did she?
No, because he kind of put her in her place when he said, stop hitting on me. And she didn't know what to say. And obviously, if anybody was going to be a gold digger anywhere in the world, it would be her.
Well, I think, Captain, they're the, especially on the left and especially in the squad, for example, their ilk, they are absolutely 100% terrified of what the changes at Twitter mean for their narrative, for the things that they want to control, for the information they want to suppress, actually, in many cases. So this is a big deal to them. So it's all hands on deck. And they're she's going to do everything, throw the kitchen sink at this.
Well, they had a fantastically large rally in Washington, D.C., with Jay Apollo and Presley there, leading the rally, the demonstration, whatever it was, and they probably had 25 people there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And they were the speakers, and they both said exactly the same thing.
Yep.
Same
yep.
thing. Exactly same thing. Yep.
Well, I think it's also very eye-opening to some of these folks that their policies don't really play well, especially given what's happening in front of everybody's eyes here in the country. It's no longer theoretical. It's no longer something that people come in and say, well, we should have socialism and this kind of thing. They usually do that when things are going pretty well in the country and people don't really listen to them. But now, of course, things have gone really badly, and people understand that just to pour it on with more of these kinds of policies would just be, you know, totally destructive.
Now, Elon Musk also yesterday drew criticism from the left-wing Twitter users after he posted on Twitter that the Democratic Party had been hijacked by extremists, and you would have thought somebody dropped a bomb.
Well, right. Well, he's entitled to that opinion. And also, Captain, it does seem that the Biden administration kowtows or basically, knuckles under to the far left, especially where energy is concerned. That would be one of the main things that could help solve this inflation problem for all Americans, Republican or Democrat or independent or what have you. But they won't do it because they are beholden to the far left.
Well, here's what the far-left media folks are starting to say here after Elon Musk posted the meme and the criticism of the Democratic Party. They immediately criticized him, and some threatened to leave the site. And to that, if I was him, I'd say good riddance, on the door hits and the butt on the way out. First of all, this is coming from MSNBC's contributor, Dean Obadala. He said, it's now 100% clear that Musk is part of the GOP propaganda apparatus. I know you were hoping to be wrong, but it's clear that Elon Musk is exactly as vile as you thought he was.
I saw that earlier, yes. Come on, man. I'll do a Joe Biden on that one.
Yeah, come on, man. Speaking of come on, man, we're going to take a break, and Kyle and I will be right back. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and you're more than welcome to give us a call and chat, 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha I will, and welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Weekend Edition. Now, this portion of the program is always brought to you by MyPillow. Now, of course, Mike Lindell and MyPillow have been offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Well, guess what? Now it's time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Because right now you can buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sets, on Giza Elegance My Pillows, those are the fancy ones, on six-piece towel sets, and on Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows, and many more other items. So much here that I couldn't announce them in the time allowed. Now, just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or call them at 1-800-641-5459. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And folks, wait till you hear this. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. So the number to call, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. You are going to love what you see there. And Kyle, I don't need to tell you. And well, how much money they're going to save, because we bought the towels, we bought the pillows, we bought the sheets, and I mean, holy smokes.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly right. Yeah, right now the specials that are going on, you don't want to miss out. You want to take advantage of it. Radio Listener Special page, and use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you won't be sorry. You know, Mrs. Professor still wears her slippers, Captain, and she loves them. And the towels are great, and we also love the Giza sheets, and we wouldn't be without them.
Well, that's very good. And, of course, the other thing is that this is an overstock sale. We told you about that before because he loaded up with a bunch of stuff. And, of course, now he's got a bunch of stuff in the warehouse, and he's got to get rid of it so he can put more stuff in the warehouse.
Well, that's right. I mean, and he's just going gangbusters. I mean, this is really something to watch and to see how what he's been able to do. It's really something.
Now, you talked, and it's kind of ironic, you talked a little bit about 1984 comparing it to Joe Biden's new speech police, correct?
Oh, well, of course, yeah. It's like they took it right out of the book, it would seem,
well,
in terms of the concept. Yeah.
It's like our friend over at Hot Air, Ed Morrissey, who's on the radio from time to time, and he's been on the radio with Hugh Hewitt for the last several days. It's like he might have been listening to us yesterday morning early because he wrote an article titled Biden's Orwellian Speech Police, and I'm going to read it here. Ed says, in George Orwell's dystopian masterpiece, 1984, Big Brother manipulated the masses through the Ministry of Truth. That's what they called the person. Joe Biden and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas propose a real-life version of its new Disinformation Governance Board. The new board's mission will focus not just on foreign sources of disinformation, but also on issues related to Joe Biden's border crisis. Now, it's not hard to see where this effort will lead. It became even more clear when Mayorkas appointee Nina Jankowicz, we'll get into her in a minute, as its new executive director was named. Now, her experience at governing disinformation includes her public insistence that the Hunter Biden laptop was a Russian-influenced op and a fairy tale. She was simply wrong about that.
Well, right, because that story from the New York Post, of course, has since been vindicated. It was a legitimate news story done by professional journalists, and they decided at one point that, no, we're just going to frame this as Russian propaganda. I mean, it's you start laughing when you're talking about it, but it's incredibly serious because these people are serious about wanting to make sure that they control the information. And, you know, you mentioned the woman who's going to be heading up the Disinformation Governance Board. You know, it is the Ministry of Truth. I mean, why not just, you know, save a step and call it that? But, Captain, for her to sit down and I guess she sat down and wrote this parody to the Disney song Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious and put it out on TikTok and did this whole thing. I mean, these people have too much time on their hands.
Well, even aside from Jankowicz's partisan track record of misinformation, the federal government has no business interfering in the free and fair exchange of ideas in the free public. Congress should and must put an end to this, especially when we have the midterms and the Republicans take control of the House of Representatives, and Biden's new Orwellian speech police need to be dissolved quickly. Because remember, after all, Kyle, we have something called the First Amendment.
Exactly right. And that's the Constitution, right? The First Amendment of the Constitution.
Which she apparently doesn't know about.
Well, right. And they, in other words, they don't care about it. Don't care about the Second Amendment as well.
And I'm going to give you
these things.
I'm going to give you a homework assignment.
Okay.
We're going to dig up that little song that she did, that little parody, and we're going to play that when we come back from break because it's nuts. Absolutely crazy. It's like an adult woman acting like a 3-year-old.
Well, right. I mean, this isn't serious stuff. This is I saw that earlier today, and I thought, you know, where is she coming from on this? You know, people don't have to have the information vetted for them. Part of being an American is having responsibility enough to be able to figure things out and realize when somebody's saying something wrong to you. You have to take responsibility. And if you cede that responsibility to the government, in other words, Captain, this isn't like, you know, you have USDA choice beef, because there are scientific objective standards you can use in the making sure the beef is safe and good to eat. This is different. These are ideas and concepts, and if they try to regulate those and we let them, then we're lost.
And of course, you know that Tulsi Gabbard got in on this too, and said that this was all the kind of thing that you see in a dictatorship.
That's right, and we do have that audio ready to go.
That one?
Yes, we do.
Okay, play it.
Okay, here we go. Tulsi Gabbard and talking about the dictatorship, Ministry of Truth.
How do you feel about the Ministry of Truth?
This is the kind of thing that you see in dictatorships, this Ministry of Truth, this Department of Propaganda that the Biden administration has just stood up. And the reason why you see this in dictatorships is because they're afraid of us. They're afraid of the people. They're afraid that we might actually think for ourselves. And so now they've created this body that will do two things. Number one, it'll use taxpayer dollars to work through the mainstream media and flood the airwaves with whatever their propaganda narrative is that they're pushing at any given time and try to drown out anyone with alternate views. And number two, they will silence dissenting voices through intimidation.
And there you have it. She's exactly right, Captain.
Yeah.
And I thought, too, her talking about the taxpayer dollars, see, that's one of the most insidious parts of this. They're going to use our dollars in order to stop us. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, they've already done that because the blue states, it was reported earlier this week, diverted billions of COVID relief dollars to teach CRT in public schools.
Yes, exactly right. Where it was supposed to be going to masks or hand sanitizer or other kinds of methods to try to protect people from COVID. That's right. Here we go again. CRT.
And the veterans have been hearing a rumor about this, and I didn't say anything about it until right now because I was not able to prove what the accusations were. But the VA hospitals have had some of their medical staff removed and sent down to the border to run the MASH units they've got along the border down there for the illegals. So, in other words, they're taking away from the veterans who have served their country and need medical attention when they need it to take care of the illegals instead. Tell me that makes sense.
Well, of course not. And certainly, Captain, in the previous administration, the focus was helping the vets and making sure the vets had what they needed when they went to the VA. And President Trump was incredibly focused on that. This is an insult to our veterans.
Well, when I say we need to go back to the way some of the things were that were working, I'm not talking about going backwards. I'm talking about going back to what actually worked, because nothing this administration has tried, nothing has worked except for handing out free checks.
Well, sure, or giving away now free smartphones and stuff like that, and trying like the devil to get the Title 42 lifted is just misguided in the extreme, and that's putting it nicely. It's actually something different than that, Captain. I think they're trying to continue to destabilize things.
All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we will be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And if we haven't got your blood boiling yet, we will. We will. What we're telling you is the stuff you should be hearing from every major network out there, and you're not. They're hiding it from you. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
That signpost up ahead is reminding you that you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States recently sent $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine as the country gears up for the second phase of Russia's invasion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done to teach Ukrainian forces how to use these weapons.
The United States has commenced training with the Ukrainian armed forces on key systems at U.S. military installations in Germany. Now, these efforts build on the initial artillery training that Ukraine's forces already have received elsewhere, and also includes training on the radar systems and armored vehicles.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden's call with the Mexican president was constructive. Psaki adding Biden currently has no plans to visit the U.S.-Mexico border, but is open to making the trip in the future. This is USA Radio News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
This is Real Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota, everybody. And when you see Jeff in Sarasota, those of you that know him, tell him you appreciate the liners that he's making for us. Now, this part of the program is brought to you by my good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I have taken every day for the past 7 years, and I do mean every day. I start out with a packet of it in the morning, and if I need to have a second packet somewhere along the line during the daytime, I take it, and once in a blue moon, I'll need to have a third packet just to keep myself and my body under control, because what goes on with me is my left foot and ankle and leg start to swell up and start to hurt, and then it goes right up to my knee, up to my hip, up to my back, up to my shoulder. And that's something you don't want, because it's very, very uncomfortable, and it's hard to walk. So all that being said, Relief Factor is a part of my integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce the inflammation over time. And to get the best results, you need to take it regularly. You need to start on it and take it at least in the morning, and away you go. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by targeting the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways, and it will alleviate pain by going right to the source. It's 100% drug-free. Don't need to worry about narcotics. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something your body needs to have anyway. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. Comes in convenient individual packets, four capsules in each packet. You take all four when you take it. And by the way, it supports healthy joints and muscles. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all going. And you take it, You keep taking it, and you don't stop. If you stop, then your pain will come back, maybe even worse than before. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is...
All you got to lose is pain.
You betcha. And I'm telling you, folks, it works. I would not be telling you about it if it didn't. It's just that simple. And Sondi is chiming into the chat room, and I think I know what she's saying. I'll go look. Sondi uses this, and I believe this is, yep. Real amazing. Yeah, real amazing. Okay, she's got it. She uses it, and the product works for her, too. Okay, thank you, Sondi, and I hope you're having a great night. All right, did you happen to catch any of the Jim Acosta, Marjorie Taylor Greene tweets back and forth to each other?
A little bit. I know that they were kind of going back and forth with the saying, you're lying, no, you're lying, that kind of thing. In a nutshell.
You're a liar, no, you're a liar. And it was like two third grade people going back and forth. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman, finally got Acosta to shut up when she tore into him about all the stuff that he's done and, you know, losing his gig in the White House and all that sort of stuff. And he didn't know what to say, so he didn't say anything, and that ended it.
Well, good, you know. Yep. Well, and of course, you know, Jim Acosta has, I honestly don't see why he thinks he's a reporter at this point, though he's definitely wanting an opinion show. At least that's my opinion, that that's what he really wants.
He was doing an opinion show when he was in the White House.
Yeah, no kidding.
Those were opinions. Those weren't legitimate questions. He was a hack, and everybody knows
yeah.
it. All right, well,
yeah, and it's really unfortunate. Yeah.
All right.
No, I just say it's unfortunate. Yeah.
Now, Indiana's attorney general is currently taking legal action against Black Lives Matter. Because Black Lives Matter in the state of Indiana is pretty much running an extortion ring.
Right, right.
Now, you may or may not know what's going on up there, but they've been going to businesses, they've been going to people, they've been saying, you got to do this, you got to do that, or we're going to come protest your place, and we're going to... your product is going to suffer this, that, and the other, and they get, it sounds like an Al Sharpton shakedown, really.
Right. I mean, is that, in the old vernacular, is that like protection money, you know?
Kind of.
A new version of that, you know?
Kind of. I think they found a new way to get it, but, you know, this is what these people do, and you need to understand this.
Well, exactly. Unfortunately, the whole notion of the Black Lives Matter leadership and so forth, they seem to be bent on this kind of thing as opposed to what I think most people believed it would be at its genesis. And so that's I think, a real letdown.
All right. Now, I got a message yesterday, a press release from Washington, D.C., and it says the following. The Federal Bureau of Investigation performed potentially millions of searches of Americans' electronic data last year without a warrant, according to U.S. intelligence officials. A revelation likely to stoke longstanding concerns in Congress about government surveillance and privacy. An annual report, which was published yesterday by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, disclosed that the FBI conducted as many as 3.4 million searches of U.S. data that has been previously collected by the National Security Agency.
Well, this is really something, Captain, because, of course, you're supposed to get a warrant. That's the way our system works. I have a feeling that they're sort of putting all this under the umbrella of the idea of something like the Patriot Act or
yep.
national security.
Yep.
And basically starting with the premise, we're looking for terrorists. And because of that, we're going to have this kind of electronic dragnet, which may or may not, but more or less likely violated people's right to unlawful search and seizure. Now, of course, we all want to find the bad guys. There's no doubt about that. But we have rules for a reason.
Well, I would like to find out what my orchestra did with the 42 suspected terrorists that were on the terrorist watch list that were allowed into the United States, and he couldn't say where they were yesterday.
Right, right. Oh, exactly. And it's so frustrating, I think, Captain, to the American people that, you know, we want to be able to go about our daily lives. We want to be able to feel safe. But yet the administration and the officials in charge seem to have some kind of different agenda when it comes to just simply throwing common sense out the window.
Now, earlier this month, voters in Wisconsin went to the polls, as they do every April, to elect county and local office holders, including school board members. Now, Republicans went 3-for-3 when Mark Borowski, Markel Moore, and Kerry Kozlowski were elected to the Waukesha School Board. All three were openly supported by the Republican Party of Waukesha County. Now, the chairman of the Republican Party of Waukesha County is Terry Dietrich. That's just west of Milwaukee, by the way. And he said, and I quote, "We won 151 races out of approximately 180, an 87% win rate across the state. We absolutely swept every single school board seat, everyone in our county. And we took the majorities of every single school board except one, which we'll come back and clean up next year. But we won the two seats there, and we could win the third also. We swept the entire county and every single school board seat all across the state of Wisconsin." Isn't that something? And by the way, this is the first time this has happened.
Well, exactly. Yes, this is really significant because, Captain, this is what happens not only when communities but parents also get activated in learning about what's really going on, what these school boards are saying. Not all the school boards are bad, but when you have real activists, then it's all hands on deck, and they've proven that here.
And did you hear about that anywhere along the line?
Not really, no.
I didn't either, so maybe this is another thing you wonder when you get this stuff, if it's being withheld from you for a reason. By the way, Walt Disney, still in the news. Their wholehearted embrace of the progressive sexual orientation and gender identity movement has rankled not only customers and investors and Republican politicians in Florida, but now some of the entertainment company's employees are publicly voicing their displeasure. Now, those employees, a lot of them, are stockholders in Disney.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, of course, there's all kinds of people who have enjoyed Disney parks, Disney products, Disney content for a very, very long time. But what's happened is that Disney has gone so far now into the political realm that they're causing problems like this.
Yeah, and I'll get into why after the top of the hour, after the Trucker's Highway Bible Report. I'll get into why I mentioned the stockholder thing. You'll know when we come back, but we got to come back with the weather, the highway and byway report. There is some weather to report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
A choice, it's a calling somewhere in our souls. It's the sweet taste of freedom on a wide open road. It ain't all about money, cause there's never enough. It's a passion that fuels this life that we love. We're all cowboys and outlaws that roll down the town. Drifters that don't hang around. Guitar swinging heroes that rock till they fall. And all of the ladies love cowboys and outlaws. It's Bloody Marys for breakfast, Brewskis for lunch, then straight shots of whiskey, lots of solid love. When we hit the stage, man, the party is over.
with thousands of voices singing along. We're all cowboys and outlaws, the old and the town, the high-riding drifters that don't hang around. Legends and heroes, some short and some tall, and all of the ladies love.
Now that's a song called Cowboys and Outlaws, and they're not talking about the truck drivers there. They're talking about the band that's doing the singing. You know who they are, Kyle?
Who's that?
Soul Circus Cowboys.
All right, Soul Circus Cowboys, again, we love them.
Yep.
I mean, these are, I'm getting more familiar with them now, and so they really have a great sound.
And it's called Cowboys and Outlaws, and I'm going to play another song in the next hour, because I got an intro album from them, and I got it, and by the way, I've got permission to play all this. I've got an intro album, and the song I got in the next hour will just rock ya!
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, let me take a look up here at the weather, because we do have a lot of stuff going on right now, folks. And we've had a lot of tornadoes yesterday across Kansas, and there were a number of tornadoes in the northeastern part of Kansas yesterday. We do have some really rough weather still right now in the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, to include Oklahoma City, Tulsa, going up I-44 into Joplin, into Springfield. There are severe thunderstorm warnings. There are flood warnings. There are tornado watches up through that whole area. And there's flood watches up above it, up towards Columbia, Missouri. So be advised, that's where the big problem center in the country is right now. But, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. And, of course, yeah, that is some very serious news about the tornadoes there in Kansas. I know they had some several confirmed ones.
They had about a dozen of them, they said.
That's right, yeah. So this is really serious stuff. Out west tonight, we're looking at some rain here that we'll tell you about up in the Pacific Northwest. But right now we've got a special weather statement. This is happening in northern Nevada, of course, near Reno, a little bit up north into California as well, and up to the Oregon border in some cases there. And what's happening is you're going to have another fast-moving storm or fast-moving system come through the Sierra and western Nevada, bringing more breezy conditions and also some rain showers as well. Also, a small chance of thunderstorms in that area. It looks like this is going to go through Saturday at about 5 p.m. Pacific time. So hopefully this is going to move through pretty quickly. But if you're up on I-80 going out of Reno, you're definitely going to be impacted by this if you're traveling out there on Saturday at least. Also, tonight, active rain showers that we have in rain and sleet. We have it all through the Seattle area. It goes all the way down Interstate 5 to Portland, Oregon, south on Interstate 5 from there through Salem, Corvallis, down to Eugene, Roseburg, all the way down to a little bit north of Medford there on Interstate 5. So be careful with that. Of course, it's also going to head out I-90 to about the halfway mark in the state there. And then if you're coming out of Portland, Oregon, you're definitely going to have that until you travel along, let's see here, I believe on I-84, until you get to about Boardman. So you definitely got some active weather happening out there tonight. That's about what's happening out west right now, Captain. Otherwise, pretty quiet. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we'll make up for the quiet stuff right now, because up in North Dakota, I-29 from Fargo, where we do have a flood warning and a flood advisory for that whole area all the way up the I-29 corridor to Canada. Again, still raining up there. Lots of flooding going on in the low-lying areas. Also over on the Minnesota side, from the Canadian line on down about 100 miles, you've got flood watches and warnings over in there, and rain. The southern part of North Dakota, I-94, you've got some unsettled conditions. You've got some wind out there as well, possibly some rain showers in there. Could make your life miserable tonight. South Dakota, same thing, unsettled weather conditions, possibility of some rain there. Also in the northern part of Kansas, northwest corner of Kansas, It's entirely possible that you could see some of that there as well. But the problem is the southeastern part of Kansas, the northeastern part of Oklahoma, to include Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Joplin, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, and you have got severe weather in there. So keep your weather radios on, and please be advised. You could be getting something tonight that you hadn't planned on in the way of a really bad storm. North of there, you've got flooding going on. You've got some unsettled weather conditions in Iowa where there could be some flooding along the rivers there. Metroplex in Dallas, you've got fog tonight, dense fog there at the moment. Lake Michigan, it's kind of rough on the lake, Lake Michigan right now. Got a bunch of wind there in the middle of Lake Michigan on both sides, the east side of the lake over there in Michigan, the west side of the lake over there in Wisconsin, so be advised of that. And then we do have right now some fog up in the mountains of Maryland, right almost to West Virginia, coming along I-70 right there, so be advised of that. And down in the Gulf tonight, we got a little bit of wind blowing around. It's not that much, but it's just enough to make things a little interesting if you're out there, small craft and whatnot. But Big Bend, Florida, on over towards Tallahassee, you'll have some splashing going around along the shoreline. Same thing over the East Coast from about Palm Beach on up towards Daytona. And we do have some offshore weather way offshore of Cape Cod. It's going away, thank goodness, so Lynn, you won't need to worry about that up there. But that's what we got. Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, the folks at Pilot and Flying J, that's pilotflyingj.com, by the way, if you want to visit them online, they are wanting you to push your points to record highs. And, of course, we're talking about the Drivers Club, the rewards program where you earn points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J travel centers, including your fuel, food, and supplies. They want to push your points to record highs. For a limited time, you can earn 5 points per gallon through May and June when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. More points with every fill means you get more free drinks, more snacks, more free merchandise, and more of what you really want. So definitely check that out. If you're not a member of the rewards program yet, it's easy to join. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, download the My Rewards Plus app, or drop on in to any Pilot or Flying J travel center. They'll help you get set up as well, and you'll start earning those points, start saving money, and start enjoying all the great amenities Pilot and Flying J has to offer. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Now, I haven't made but one stop since the last time that I used my card, and that was last month when I went up north, and I'm going to be stopping by a Pilot Flying J today, but I checked my account to see how many cents per gallon I was going to save when I got to the pump if I used my points. And it's 3 cents per gallon, so I'm going to save 3 cents per gallon today by going to the pump because of my card.
All right, excellent. Yes.
And I'm going to fill up, I'm going to put more gas in today, so it'll give me some even more points for next time. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, Captain's America Third Watch coming back with more, hour number two. And it's a weekend edition. We always have a lot more fun here on the weekend. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.